This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Museums need money. We want them to have money because they can exhibit and celebrate some of the greatest fruits of human creativity. And sometimes when you need money, you look into your attic, see what's just sitting there, and maybe do a yard sale, eBay, or go high-end at Christie's, Sotheby's. From time to time, we check in with Blake Gopnik, critic-at-large for ArtNet News. He also contributes to the New York Times. Blake, thanks for coming in.
Nice to see you, David.
So what's this, little bits and pieces they want to sell? They want to sell big stuff? How's this working?
They want to sell big stuff, of course, because that's where the money is. And the justification is always that they've got so much art, why not sell some of it? Everyone always talks about all the art that's not on view in museums.
Yeah, they're supposedly great storehouses of stuff. No one ever gets to see. Why not sell it?
You know what? That is utter, BS, David. I call my folks at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, and they tell me they own 140,000 works of art. And you could say that a lot of those aren't on view. Almost none of them are on view. But 130,000 of those works, almost all of them are works on paper. They're photographs, they're prints, they're drawings. They're light sensitive. You can't show them all.
Well, you're hinting at something, which is a lot of the really good stuff is probably out.
Absolutely. The vast majority of the good stuff is out. The vast majority of the stuff that could be out is out. And you know what? You don't actually want them to show all of their Chinese porcelains, right? So the notion that there's all this work that's just waiting to be monetized just makes no sense at all. Partly because those 130,000 prints and drawings of the National Gallery aren't worth that much. Those aren't the things anyone is suggesting we sell. They're saying sell the masterpieces where the real money is.
And there is the matter, if one were not hearing a word you said and were persisting with selling things, you got to come up with a number that does justice to the work.
And how do you come up to that number? After all, there are huge opportunity costs. Here, I'm on Marketplace. I'll use an economic term. And the opportunity costs lie in all of the knowledge, the pleasure that future generations will get out of these works. If you take them out of museums, then your grandkids don't get to see them. And your grandkids own those pieces as much as you do. They don't really belong to us. They belong to posterity.
Blake Gopnik is critic at large for ArtNet News. He also has a really interesting video art review series called Strictly Critical. It has its own Facebook page. It's a double act with Christian Viveros Fonet. Blake, thank you.
Thank you.